producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
What a good idea that is, to call me about whatever it is that's on your mind, and we'll chat about it. Jenny has done that. She's been waiting, hopefully relatively patiently. So without further ado, Jenny, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you so much for taking my call. I've been listening to you for longer than I can even remember. So thank you very much for being there, to you and your team.
My pleasure. Thank you. How am I going to help you?
Well, I think I want to just try to come up with a question, because I've listened long enough to know that that might help. What I want to know is, moving forward after an infidelity or a few infidelities in a relationship, how does a person go about, mustering their own self-esteem again and,
can you give me the details here?
Building trust again with this person.
Fair enough. Tell me a little bit more about the relationship, so I don't have to ask obvious questions.
Okay. He's 33.
Okay.
I'm 37. We've been together less than a year. We moved in together about 2 months ago with our four children, so we're blended. I have two. He has two. They are 4, 4, 6, and 10.
Were either of you ever married before?
I was, and he was also.
How long have both of you been divorced?
I've been divorced for nearly 2 years.
Okay. And how long
has... He was divorced, 10 years ago.
Okay.
He got married very, very young at 21, and then he was in another common law relationship for 5 to 7 years, something like that.
So how long has he been out of that one?
About 2 years as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So each of us has spent a year on our own and just doing the single parent thing, and then we met each other.
All righty. Mm-hmm. So were the infidelities only on his side or on both?
Only on his side.
You said they're multiple.
Yeah. What I know about is he was on a dating site, which is how we met each other, and he never canceled that. He just kept going with it. So I know he'd been sort of messaging people, and I believe there was some... connections that he's made, met with these people.
Well, but honey, infidelity, cheating, isn't typing. Now, do I think it's tacky to him? This seems to be the second question.
I do have proof that he has actually met with a couple.
And meeting with somebody is even tackier, but it's still not sex. Infidelity is presumably sex, yes?
He's admitted to that.
Okay, look, don't make me pull it out of you, because if I don't get the right question, I'm not going to get the useful information.
Right.
It
was infidelity. He has had relations with other women.
During the time he's been with you?
Yes.
And how did you find out about it?
You could say I was snooping, but I was trying to put on a video for my child on his iPad. And I just came across a video, and then I just started snooping through emails. And
what was the nature of the video?
It was him and another woman being sexual with each other.
And he made a video and put it on his iPad?
Yeah.
Honey, are you sure? I mean, why this guy among? Not only does he sound tacky, he sounds stupid.
Yeah,
what is it about
he's not
this
very
guy?
Good at, he's terrible at hiding it all. I mean, he's the same.
Well, but I mean, hiding it is one thing. Making a video of having sex with another woman and putting it in a place that presumably somebody else could find. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's.
What is it about this guy that is so fantastic?
There are just so many things, like just our quiet moments together, you know, when we're talking
all right, look,
about our
because,
future
I mean,
and things
the,
like that.
The problem is, look, I'm going to try, if you really want me to try and help you to figure out how to put this back together, I will. But before you
right.
decide that, putting something back together, as you understand, is much more complicated than just keeping something going. Because you got the mess there, all right?
Yeah.
So before, and I mean, first of all, having a blended family with the two of you. I mean, I certainly don't want you married to this guy at this moment. But
no,
realistically, having four people, four, especially, and the younger kids don't get dating. The four-year-olds are going to get attached. But the 10-year-old, that's a pretty old child to have to deal with the fact that mom and dad are shacking up and I'm, you know, about to be sexual. I mean, presumably you're not crazy about the 10-year-old being sexual at 10. That's pretty early. But you're creating a sexualized environment for that child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I mean,
yeah.
So I mean,
with this. Yeah.
We got a bunch of issues here. First of all, even assuming that there was not this kind of messiness, you've got a situation that is basically unstable. If the two of you don't know each other well enough, and I would argue that you know that marriage at this moment is probably not on the horizon for a bunch of reasons, but so date each other, but there's no reason to live together. There's no reason to have those kids involved in this situation. I mean, whether you decide you want to stay with this guy, I think living with him at this moment is stupid. Now, I understand your stomach at this moment saying, Brown, how stupid do you think I am? If we're living together and he'll cheat on me, what do I think is going to happen when we're not living together? Duh! If you can't trust this guy, you can't trust him when you're living with him, which is putting your kids, I would argue, at risk, then what does it mean to feel that you can't, unless you can keep some kind of eye on him, he's going to cheat on you. And even when you keep an eye on him, he cheats on you.
Yeah, I mean.
So tell me what it is. Let's. And again, I'm not trying to beat you up. I'm trying to say, what are you thinking here? Here's a guy that you're not married to. You're putting your kids in a sexualized situation. He's not even being, I mean, presumably at the beginning of a relationship is when we're most interested in somebody, right? The sex is the newest.
Right.
The
excitement's
the most fun.
Out of all of this stuff, yeah.
So, and he can't keep it in his pants. Not only can he not keep it in his pants, he makes a video.
Do people change? Like, can people get
if they want
these
to,
kinds of addictions or whatever it is that he's doing?
Why are we assuming this is an addiction?
He's sort of been through this kind of thing before.
Well,
and
that's
had therapy about it. And
all right, let's assume for a moment.
He can't be that good of an actor. I mean, I'm sure he.
Of course he can.
Positive he feels,
of course he can. Of course he can. You're saying sociopaths.
I mean, remorse is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Sociopaths are all really good actors. Because they have no conscience, and so they have to fool everybody, including themselves sometimes, so they're all great actors.
Right.
But let's answer your questions one at a time, all right? Because you're asking a bunch of them. Can people change? Absolutely. I'm in the business of helping people to change. If I didn't think people would change, I would be a hypocrite. But people change because they want to change, not because someone else wants them to change, because they look at their life and say, this isn't working. There doesn't seem to me to be any indication of that. That what you're really asking me is, how can I help this guy to get away with adultery? When you're really looking at it, now whether he'll be adulterous in the future, the past would imply, yes, he will.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that for sure, but certainly he's cheated on other women, he's cheated on you, and he made a video. This is not a moment's loss where he had too much to drink, or some gorgeous woman sort of brushed up against him and say, hey, big boy. This was a concerted, thought-out, premeditated, videotaped event. And even if the sex was completely out of control, the videotaping, I mean, alright, let me put you on hold and let's walk through what you really want to do about this, alright? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-99-37569. We're talking to Jenny, who's going through a really tough time in her life right now. She's with a dude that she met online. They've known each other for less than a year. They've moved in together 2 months ago. Jenny, just out of curiosity, did the infidelities occur before the two of you moved in together or after?
Before.
How did he explain the videotape?
It is what it is. Yeah, it was a girl that he had met before me and hadn't ended it, and he's done that now and shown me that. And, yeah, he's desperate to prove to me that this isn't the life that he wants for himself and for his family. And he's, you know, okay. He's going to therapy and all this kind of stuff.
Right.
And I believe him. I believe that he is remorseful and that he doesn't want to be like this anymore.
Okay. All right. I'm
like you. I believe that people can change, and I want to have compassion for this person.
Got it. Got it. All right. So the question is, what do you do in the meantime?
Yeah, what do I do with myself? I mean, you're right. I can't police him. I can't be his probation officer, you know, but...
You're going to hate this. You're going to hate it. All right.
I need to know what he can do to help me feel better.
He can't do anything to make you feel better right now. What he can do is you should not be living together. He should get himself a therapist. He should be subjected to every temptation in the book and decide what he wants to do with the rest of his life. You cannot be there because you will not trust him. And the more you don't trust him, the more he's going to throw that back at you. Because one of two things is true. Either he genuinely wants to change and will put the energy into that and will discipline himself, or he won't. But the problem is that this is a behavior. Whenever he feels insecure, whenever he feels horny, whenever he feels sad, whenever he feels that you're not paying enough attention, whenever he feels that the kids are too much, he'll go and have sex with somebody because that's what he's learned to do. That's how that's his blankie. That's how he comforts himself.
Yeah.
That's his drug of choice. So either if he, in fact, wants to change, change is not easy. So he needs to be on his own so he knows that, because otherwise it becomes your issue, that if you trust him and he cheats, then you're a fool and he's gotten away with it again. If he doesn't cheat and you don't trust him when he, you know, when he's an hour late or he at the Christmas party, he flirted with somebody too much, or you think you smell a woman's perfume on him and you accuse him. He's going to say that, see, no matter what I do, it's not good enough. This is never going to work. So it becomes your issue. It's not your issue. It has nothing to do with whether you're attractive or unattractive. It has nothing to do with whether you're loving or a nag. It has nothing to do with whether your kids are better than his kids or worse than his kids. It has nothing to do with parenting. It has to do with the fact that this is what he does. He uses his sexuality to feel better, and he doesn't care who's on the other end of his penis. Now, you're saying, and he's trying to convince you, and maybe he's right, that this is a lonely, unhappy, manipulative way to live, and he doesn't want to do it anymore. But it's going to take some time and some practice. I'm not saying practice with other women. I'm saying practice of...
Temptations, and sort of...
being disciplined about those impulses, knowing that they're the wrong thing to do, knowing that there's another way of behaving, not living in the moment so that he doesn't think about consequences. And he can't do this with you looking over his shoulder, and you can't do it with you looking over his shoulder.
No.
So what you're going to have to say to him is essentially what you've said to me. I love you. I trust you. I believe you. But this is something you're going to have to do, and it's something you're going to have to do on your own. I can't be there. I can't watch it. I can't be your therapist. I don't want to be your parole officer. I don't want to be your chastity belt. So you go and you figure out what you're going to do. I'd like to see your kids. I think you need to be really careful about seeing him at all, because you're going to end up in bed with him again, and you're never going to know whether that's because he truly loves you or because you're just the current scratch to his itch.
Right.
And so this is not, but if you're playing for something more than a date for New Year's Eve, then spending a year apart is, and especially if you felt at the end of that year that he was going to be a completely different or more reliable guy, would presumably be a good investment. Because change is not easily accomplished. It's not quickly accomplished. And he's going to have to go through having too much to drink at a party where a woman makes a pass at him and deciding. Because, you know, look, everybody's tempted. It's not like we're not in a world where there are not attractive people or flirtatious people, or we've had too much to drink, or we're feeling sorry for ourselves. But, and even when you look at the statistics that half of all married people cheat, both men and women, half don't.
Yeah.
And the question is, who do we want to be? Which side of that equation do we want to be on? Because sooner or later, like I say, you got to wake up with yourself. And you got to be able to look in that mirror. And you're talking about putting your life and your children's welfare alongside his, and you can't trust him. So you can't. For right now, what you're going to have to say is, "I love you. I'm willing to." And I don't think you necessarily have to wait. I think you certainly have to wait a while because you're still in love with him, and you're still hoping this will turn out. And as far as I'm concerned, the two of you can have, you know, once a month checking in. You probably shouldn't see each other because you'll end up in the sack with one another, and you'll never know what that means because that's his drug of choice.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't make a pass at you, you're going to wonder whether or not he's sleeping with someone else. So the two of you really, you need to cut him loose for right now with the possibility. And as far as I'm concerned, you can email each other once a month and say, "I still love you." And you can see him a month from whenever you toss him out. And he needs to get some therapy, and whether he goes to, I'm not a great fan of sex as addiction. I think it just gives everybody a chance to go and talk dirty. And I know I'll get emails about that. But he's going to have to figure out how he's going to deal with this. Is he capable of commitment? Is he capable of fidelity? Is he capable of discipline? And he may not be, at which point,
right,
is this a man that you really want to be with? Knowing, I mean, because there are relationships in which one partner knows the other is going to cheat. Now, how that works in the age of, you know, gonorrhea, penicillin-resistant gonorrhea and AIDS and herpes, I'm not quite clear. But there are people,
right,
who make those arrangements with one another. But I don't think that's the arrangement that you're really looking for.
No.
So you're going to have to say to him, "I love you. Go get some help about this. I'll talk to you in a year." And then believe. Pardon? Yeah, you did.
I knew.
Yeah, which is why you called. Because you needed to hear it. And, I mean, you can walk through all the arguments. And I'm not even saying that he's necessarily a sociopath. If I were a betting woman, that's probably what I'd bet. But even sociopaths, in theory, I mean, the question is, can sociopaths become non-pathological? And I suppose, I mean, yeah, look, to a certain extent, I think they probably can. Because if you think about it, children are the ultimate example of sociopaths, right?
Yeah.
They have no conscience.
Uh-huh.
They have to learn. So, and so you could really view sociopathology as really a childish behavior. It's no impulse control. And children certainly learn to be responsible, some better than others. So, I probably think that even sociopaths, I don't think people are born bad. I think that we make decisions, and that sometimes we can find the courage in ourselves to make better decisions. But I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold for a minute, because I know this is not what you want to hear. If you want to talk with me more about it, fine. If you want to go someplace and lick your wounds and say, "I'm never calling her again," that's okay too. I'll put you on hold. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, I'm Sam Nussbaum, WellPoint's Chief Medical Officer. We proudly support the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together to provide children with a healthier start in life. Visit marchofdimes.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Tracy, you're on the air. How might I help you today?
Hi, I'm good. I called before. I have the really precious little baby. He's going to be 14 months soon.
Okay.
I've called you before. I'm going to try not to cry, but first let me say that from the time he was born up until today, I'm the one that stays home with him. I get up with him in the night if he gets up. I get up with him in the morning, feed him. We go out for walks. We do things all day. And, like, the last 4 months or so, the minute his dad gets home from work, his dad took a month off, like, paternity leave, so he was home with him for a month when my baby was, like, 11 months old. But basically the last 3 or 4 months, the minute my husband comes around, I become irrelevant. If my son's crying because he wants my husband to hold him, like, I'm going to try not to cry, but it's hurtful because, like, if my husband is trying to cook dinner or trying to do something, my son will cry if he's tired or fussy, and, like, he won't come to me. My husband will give him to me, and he'll cry. And, like, it's hurtful because, you know, like, we're here all day, and I play with him. We get up in the morning. I make him breakfast. We play in his room. We go for walks. You know, I'm not like...
Hey, Tracy, let me cover you for a minute. I get it. Tracy, do your parents live close to you or far away?
My mom lives an hour and 45 minutes away.
And what about your dad?
My husband's parents, my father passed away.
Oh,
my mom lives about an hour and a half,
okay.
hour and 40 minutes away. My husband's family lives an hour away, maybe an hour and 10 minutes. And our child has only had a babysitter three times when we've gone out to where my husband's family lives. So
okay, first of all, let me stop you for a couple things. How old were you when your dad died?
I was 20.
Okay, and how old are you now?
I am 37.
Okay. Is there anybody in your life that, what I was kind of hoping is that there was somebody that you saw all the time, somebody who lived in the same city that you lived in, and somebody, I'm afraid I'm not going to ask the right question and it's going to take forever. Let me just give you an example. My mom lives in Denver with one of my sisters and one of my brothers. She doesn't live with them, but they live with, they see her basically, if not every day, at least three or four times a week. I live across the country. So I talk to my mom every day on the phone, but I only see her maybe three or four times a year. When I come to town, it's like my brother and sister don't exist. And it's not that she loves me more, it's that she sees me less. And if she really had to choose between who is more valuable to her, I would assume, you know, I know she loves me dearly. She and I have been very good friends for most of our life. I'm her first child. We have probably the most similar temperament. But my sister is the one who's there for her all the time. And I would hope that if my mother actually had to choose between who she was going to spend time with, hi, precious baby. That she would choose my sister just because my sister's there for her all the time. But when I come to town, my sister is is chop liver, whatever. It's just she. So your son is just reacting to the issue that he had a whole month with daddy, and he had a great time playing with daddy. Daddy had a great time playing with him, and now he was gone. And if you told me that your child was giving you a hard time, I would have said to you, not knowing the background, had you just taken a trip? Had you just left? Because as the primary caregiver, when you're not there some of the time, he's going to be mad at you. As opposed to your husband, who's not the primary caregiver, that he wants to see because he doesn't see you very often. I will give you another example.
Yeah, because he took a month off from work, and the whole month that my husband was here, I was
exactly.
Totally irrelevant. Like,
exactly.
My son could have cared less.
But Tracy, listen to me. Remind yourself, this is a very, very young child, and you are a grown-up human being. He is not trying to hurt you. He is just responding in a very human way. If you have a girlfriend who lives in the city, and you see every day, and you have somebody that you care about the same, or maybe not even as much, but who comes to town occasionally, if you have a day, if I'm your next-door neighbor, and you really feel close to me, and you really like me a lot, and you and I have a dinner date, and one of your college roommates calls and says, look, I'm going to be in town on Friday. You're going to break the date with me. Not because you don't care about me, not because you care about her more, but because she's rarer in your life. You spend less time with her. And that's all your son is doing. And if you let him manipulate you at 14 months, you're going to have a tough 20 years ahead of you, or maybe a tough 90 years ahead of you. He's just a very young organism.
Yeah, because I want him to go to his dad. You know,
Then stop deciding that it's hurtful when he does go to his dad. You're a grown-up person. But let me go back to one other thing that you said, is that he's 14 months old, he's had a babysitter three times. That's a mistake. That's a mistake on three different levels. Number one, that means you and your husband don't have enough time together. Number two, that means he doesn't have the sense that there are other people in the world who love him and will take care of him, which is going to make him much more phobic about strangers and doing things like going to school. And that's a mistake. You're putting him in a difficult position inadvertently. And number three, that means you're going to lose your mind. That there's no reason there that you love your child. Being a stay-at-home mom, I think, is fine. But there's no reason for your child not to have an occasional babysitter. It's good for him, good for you, good for the marriage.
Well, I mean, when we go out to where my husband's family lives, they watch him. And then we also go out to where family lives as well.
Tracy,
a lot, yeah.
It doesn't have to be family members. There are very reliable babysitters. They're very reliable high school kids. They're very reliable college kids. They're very reliable older women. You probably have some friends that if you watch their kid for some Friday night, they'll watch yours. Your child should learn that there are lots of really good people that love him in the world. And if not, as I said, school's going to be much harder for him. you know, you guys are never going to be able to take a vacation. And the older he gets, he's a much more pliable organism now than he will be in a year from now, or 5 years from now, or 10 years from now. You need to find something else that defines you other than your child, because you're sort of saying that your whole psyche is tied up in not only your child, but whether or not your child is being affectionate and loving and warm to you. That's a mistake on a whole bunch of different levels. It's going to kill your marriage. It's going to give your child much. Your child is a little barbarian, as all children are. And giving him that much power is a dreadful mistake, because he doesn't know how to use it. He'll misuse it. And he's already doing it. And number three, it's a trap for you, because you'll feel much too dependent on him emotionally, and that you will not develop a life of your own.
What if I said that maybe, like, that was a small amount? Maybe he's probably been with babysitters more than three times, but I mean not more than 10 or 12, but it's been family. I have trouble trusting people, because,
Tracy,
like, yeah, I've said before, I watch
Tracy,
the news, and I'm worried about meeting with someone I don't
Tracy,
know.
Tracy, you will convey that fear to your child, and your child will become fearful of things that they're not worth being fearful about. That you take reasonable precautions. You make sure that the babysitter has, you're the first time you get a new babysitter in, you stay in the house with the babysitter. You're maybe in another room, but you keep an eye on it. You find other people who've used the same babysitter. You can have a nanny cam for all I care. But your sense that the world is a terrible place and the only person who can really take care of you and will ever love you is me is disastrous for your kid, bad for your marriage, and a dead end for you. Tracy, you really need to rethink this, because you're too caught up with your child at this moment. It's not healthy. It's not healthy for you, your marriage, or your child. And understand that anything on the news is by definition unusual. There's not going to be a story in the news today that 1,500 people went to the grocery store and used their credit card to buy milk and bread. It's not going to be a news story, because, of course, everybody knows that. Who cares? If somebody goes into a grocery store today and uses Confederate money, it's very likely going to make the news, because that's unusual. It never happens. It doesn't make any sense. So the idea that you read terrible stories in the news, stop reading the news. That has nothing to do with your life. And all you do is take reasonable precautions. And certainly with a 14-month-old, he's not going to wander to school by himself. And so you take reasonable precautions about vetting your babysitter in the same way you would your dentist or your pediatrician or the person who cuts your hair. But the idea that...
And then I guess I have to get friendly with people who live in our neighborhood, because we don't have any friend. Like, we're not friendly with anyone that lives by us, so I wouldn't even know. But I
guess fine, but maybe you need to start making friends with people in the neighborhood as well. Tracy, your life cannot revolve around a 14-year-old or 14-month-old. It's too much responsibility for him. He will become an emotional bully. He will become a terrorist. And he already has. He already figures out at 14 months how to make you do whatever he wants you to do. All he has to do is cry and go to daddy, and you'll do whatever he wants you to do. You'll give him a candy. You'll let him stay up late. You'll rock him. You'll hold him on your lap. You'll tell him stories. He's already controlling the situation. He can't. He's 14 months old. He doesn't know anything except what he wants, and he wants it now. That's why children are assigned parents, because they're all little barbarians, and we have to socialize
them. And I shouldn't take it personally at all.
No.
Because I feel like I'm doing something wrong with him, because that's why he wants his dad more.
What you're doing wrong with him is being too caught up in his life. He's a 14-month-old. You need to have some adult friends. He needs to have other babysitters. You and your husband need to get out occasionally. And you can't say both, you know, I want my child to be involved with my husband, and then when your husband comes home and he wants to see him because he's been with you all day, that you get offended by it. That doesn't make any sense. Does it? No, it doesn't.
Okay.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again,
All you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-99-3756. All right, I have three stories that make you understand that only at this point in our history as human beings could these happen, all right? And I haven't told Shane about any of these, so we'll let him go gasp. All right. The first is, after being accused of cheating, a student sues over an F.
Oh, boy. That's ridiculous.
Okay, I cheated, but should I really have gotten an F? This actually happened to a very good friend of mine who taught in community college. She caught somebody cheating. You know, it was blatant. She had the answers written on her hand or some such thing. And the student went to the dean and accused my friend of discrimination.
Wow.
And it became, you know, became this huge issue. So
this used to be that not only would you get the F, you'd probably get kicked out of school for that, you know?
Well, apparently people have no shame. Okay, so that's number one. All right, number two, these two make you believe that maybe human beings are getting better. I'm not sure that they necessarily make the argument, but One is that students campaign against a school dress code that unfairly targets girls. And that seems to me a good thing.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, that saying. Well, there's this campaign that happens usually in the spring, I think, here a lot, where women go topless for a day because apparently the law says that women cannot go topless, but men can.
Oh, really?
And that's discrimination.
Sure.
You know, because seeing a guy, you know, at a ball game taking his shirt off, you know, big deal. Woman get arrested.
You know, I'm not so well. I mean, yeah, exactly. That the way the public reacts, but I kind of find that a little shocking, to be honest with you, when you see a guy out in public shirtless as well. Don't
well,
you?
But I mean, if they're playing sports. I agree. And they quite often, I think they're showing off their, you know, their manly chest.
Yep, sure.
I'm supposed to go to a Halloween party this weekend, and I have this great witch's hat, you know, like with feathers around the edge, and it's just great. And I said, "How about if I go as a witch and you can go as my warlock?" And he said, "I'm not going shirtless to a party."
Oh, really? A warlock has to be shirtless, huh?
I don't know. I just decided that, but I'm not sure a warlock does. I said, "Well, nice. You know." But he said no. So now I have to go and find a black share wig because I can I can basically pass as share. Actually, I said her hair is the same color as mine right now. I said, no, you have to get a black wig. So I have to go. I'm shopping for a black share wig. Anybody who has a black share wig that they want to share, get it. Send it to me. All right.
Yeah.
But it has to be here before the weekend. All right. Here's an interesting story that is absolutely out of what people would predict, I think, but interesting. And this kind of reminds me of during the 80s, there was this whole issue about pornography. And during the 80s, do you know what the ratio of that? Remember, everybody had had DVD players, right, and beta players.
Uh huh. VCRs,
right? Yeah. Right. So, do you know what the ratio of porn to non-porn rentals were?
Boy, I have no idea. I would guess that it was fairly high, though.
Well, give me a number.
Oh, 3 to 1, maybe.
8 to 1.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I don't know why everybody, but nobody knew that. I mean, because, you know, you went into this little store, I guess, and got your video and took it home in a plain brown wrapper. But now online, everybody worries so much about porn, but it's been around. I mean, the ratio was 8 to 1.
Not any different, really. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably may even be less. And this is a story that may make you feel it'll be a little less. Because one of the stories that came around at the same time is that pornography in Holland has been legal for ever, whatever, including marijuana use. And the number of violent of sexual crimes is much lower than any place that has pornography laws. Yeah. All right, so here's one that would make you, this is consistent with that. Let's see if I can pull up the story itself. Okay, after California decriminalized marijuana, teen arrest, overdose, and dropout rates fell.
Wow, no kidding.
Well, which means, you know, I'm not sure exactly what it means, but especially with teenagers, it seems to me that if you can make something less forbidden fruit, that it's probably less interesting.
Yep, I'll completely agree with that. I think, having teens myself, I think it's one of those things where they see the, like you say, the forbidden fruit, the thing they're not supposed to have.
It's not a big deal anymore.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Marijuana decriminalization in California has not resulted in harmful consequences for teenagers, such as increased crime, drug overdose, driving under the influence, or school dropout. In fact, California teenagers showed improvement in all risks after reform.
Wow. Huh.
And some of them, like drug overdose for deaths, went down by 20%. Criminal arrests went down
by
30%.
That's impressive, actually. That's significant.
Drug arrests went down by 25%. Property crimes and arrests went down by 25% because you don't have to rob a house anymore. School dropout rate went down by 22%.
Wow. Wow. You
and
know,
that's pretty impressive.
There's that, I can't think of which country it is. It's a South American country, and I believe they legalized all drugs. Like even the hardcore stuff, and their drug problem has actually
gone down.
You know
what, I think it's Brazil.
Is it Brazil?
I think I saw a documentary about it.
Yeah, I find that very interesting, and it's probably the same type of thing, you know, where it's not a big deal then, you know, and then obviously it's going to drop violent crime because you take the power out of the hands of the people that have it for no reason because the drug's legal, you know.
Yeah, decrease in prescription drug overdoses as well. Alaska, where personal marijuana use has been de facto legalized for 40 years, is completely average on a variety of economic and demographic indicators. Traffic fatalities have fallen in Colorado since legalization there.
Interesting.
Yeah. There we go. So it's basically what they're saying here. I remember the issue in the 70s about alcohol versus marijuana when it came to driving. And they're saying that alcohol impairs you much more so than marijuana.
I've heard that as well. Yeah, I don't really
know.
Plus,
there's another factor here if we think about it sociologically, which is if you're going to drink, you're quite often going to go to a bar and then have to get home. With marijuana,
true.
I think people tend to do it more at home.
Yeah,
the
classic sitting at the couch eating Cheetos watching cartoons or something is what
you
think of for the
pothead. Eating LSB Toklas brownies. You know?
Exactly.
So, but it's an interesting phenomenon, which is, you know, I'm not sure if you'd said to me, if you decriminalize marijuana, how do you think it'll affect teenagers? And I would say probably not very much. But this is—it's not true that it in fact sort of that every sort of criteria that you have about sort of aberrant teenage behavior. It doesn't say anything about sex, but I suppose that's not really a criminal behavior. So
that is very interesting. I wonder, you know, if these studies are going to catch on and open that conversation up a little more.
It's going to be interesting, with medical. And they compared it to the year before. Like, violent deaths were up 28.5% in the year before and down, you know, as I said, 4%. So it's an interesting phenomenon. That's why I'm saying that, you know, we live in interesting times one way or the other. 855-99-DR-JOY. Got something on your mind? Let's talk. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.